This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
So what books didn't you guys read then?
JLA.
The only real Rebirth book that came out this week?
Yeah. Did you read it, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Did you really? How'd you deal with that?
How'd I deal with it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how'd I deal with it?
It was fucking terrible.
Why do you think it's terrible?
How do you know it was terrible if you didn't read it?
Here's what happened. I opened it up. I was like, that cover is okay. Looks a little 90s with old Lobo on there. Kept going inside. I was like, this art's pretty bad, but I'll keep going. And then they're like in that bar scene. Mm-hmm. And they're just mumbling some weird shit. Batman doesn't feel like Batman. I don't know. They had that big, the full page spread of the whole team. Yeah. I was like, This team's pretty fucking terrible. And I just closed the book and went to the next thing.
See, I felt almost the same things that you did. I don't think the art is that bad. But I, like, as I'm reading the book, I'm realizing I don't care about this team. And I, like, the comic isn't grabbing me at all.
Here's the problem with the art. So I read this digitally.
Okay.
And I don't read on a tablet. I read on my computer. And it's a 24-inch monitor or 21-inch monitor. And so when you do a full screen on this particular book, the art is just super choppy.
Oh. So it's your fault that the art is bad and not the art itself.
I mean, like, if I shrink it down to a normal size, then it looks okay.
But if you blow it up so that it's over, so that it's
over pixelated,
dude. That's how I read all the other books.
Oh my goodness!
And I had no problem with the art on any of them. Well, that's not true. but it wasn't because the image was blown up. I don't know. I just There's nothing that interests me about this. Batman's boring here, so I don't care. I was never a Lobo fan, so I don't care. And then everybody else is just kind of, they're not interesting enough to pull a book, you know?
Yeah. I said that to Ronnie, I guess after the second issue, that the four one-shots made me very interested in the characters and everything after that. Like the Justice League of America Rebirth one-shot and then these three issues have just done everything they can to make me disinterested in this series.
Yeah, I mean, the one-shots were good.
Yeah, but I mean, it's characters I didn't care about that I got interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like,
Those were Orlando too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he did it with, I think, co-writers. I don't think he did them by himself.
Yeah, because
Jodie Hauser,
what's her name?
Did the Killer
Jodie
Frost
Hauser did the women's Vixen one.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember if anybody else did the, what is it, the Adam and the Ray?
Yeah. I think he just did them by himself, if I'm not mistaken.
So I like the Ray, but I don't like the Ray in this book. I just want a Ray book.
Interesting.
And then Black Canary, I don't care about her here. I just want her with Arrow.
Interesting.
Is it, though?
Because for people who actually read DC comic books, to throw that full circle there, I felt the same way you two did, actually. It seems middle of the road, even. Just like writing it to get a paycheck, almost.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Yeah, and that kills me, because Steve Orlando is like, he's usually really, really good.
Yeah.
You
know what I think makes this book better? This is going to be controversial. If Batman wasn't in it. No. If Batman wasn't in it.
I could see
I don't
that.
Know.
I mean, because at least make it a team that's all misfit types.
Yeah. Like, why is Batman here?
Because they need somebody to sell the book.
Okay, so there you go.
I mean, if this book didn't have Batman, do you honestly think people that are just walking into a comic book store would be like, oh, look, it's a book with Vixen and Lobo and Black Canary. I have to buy this.
No, that's true. I mean, I would have read it just to see what they're doing with the Ray, but other than that.
I don't know even if that would help, because... Well, I'm just saying, because I'm not getting emotion from the characters like I did in the one-shots. I'm just disinterested. And it's just like, okay, yep. Lobos, Wolverine without claws and chews on a cigar and kind of cusses.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, the Ray doesn't feel like the Ray from the one shot in this book.
No. Nope. See, I only like Lobo when he's doing weird space shit.
Yeah.
I never really got into Lobo. Like, I mean, on occasion he's been in, like, interesting storylines. But, I mean, like, his own series and stuff like that, I could never get into it.
Hmm.
Not even in the 90s?
No. No, cause, like, when he was at his height of popularity, I guess, I like, was not really reading comics at the time. That there were, you know, there were certain things that I would keep reading, but I didn't really go into, like, new stuff that much.
Okay. So kind of like now, basically.
Yeah, because I don't read, like, 70 books a week.
So it's whatever.
Freaking idiot.
It's just inside your comfort zone.
No, I try new stuff. I always try and dislike 90% of the Image number one.
Dude, you dislike 90% of everything.
No. 86%. Yes. Tops.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. We should go to a different book, because we spent a whole lot of time talking about this Justice League book that sucks.
We should. You know what I actually think is pretty amazing? That the best Justice League book, I think, in all of Rebirth is... this Titans Annual number one.
Why do you say that?
Because it was actually really good, and every Justice League book has been pretty terrible, except for the one issue with the girl and the brother with the tablet.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I really enjoyed pretty much everything in this book. I thought the art was good. I like how they're all, like, at the beginning, they're all coming together. And, you know, just the mentor.
Like the Justice League movie song? What? The old Beatles song?
What?
Oh, my God. Have you seen the Justice League trailer?
Dude, I'm so joking.
God. You got Beatles.
You mean Come Together?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Ronnie, come on.
See, and Ronnie's trying to make you look bad. He doesn't even know the name of the song.
I just said that.
He did say it.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not listening. I don't listen to Ronnie. I don't know.
That's fine. I was just messing with him anyway.
It was a good issue, but it felt a little tropey, no? Like, I mean, I've seen the story a million times.
Yeah, I know, but still, it was... I like the relationship between them all, because I think it's finally showing, like, the Titans as the Titans that I like.
Mm-hmm.
That the last few issues have done a really good job playing off of their relationship with each other. You know, especially like at the end where Donna was basically, you know, she found out everything she thought about herself was not true.
Yeah.
And she's like kind of freaking out, and all the rest of the Titans are, you know, there to help and, you know, whatever. Instead of like the first couple issues, it felt like just random people hanging out that should be closer. But now it's actually feeling like the people, I guess.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. The ending was tied up a little too neatly, though. Because what is it? Lilith hears when Donna starts to yell, like when she yells after Wonder Woman tells her the truth.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, she's like, I can feel like the emotional whatever, the emotional depth of Donna. Oh, I know where she is. Go find her.
Right.
That was a little weird. But, whatever. It was still fun. It was a good read.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was a good read.
Yep. It was a fun read. I don't know if it was great or bad, but it was just fun.
Name a book with the Justice League in it that's been better.
Oh, snap.
I'm just saying.
Just saying that you can't do it.
It was a good annual, though, because it does tie in a lot of storylines, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then the whole thing with the key and whoever hired the key to do this, that kind of leads into the mystery that Titans has been exploring. So I like that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, I think that it could also, because I guess the Batman-Flash crossover thing is happening soon.
Yes. Yes.
So it could, you know, kind of tie off into that a little bit as well. So, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it lots. So,
anyway. For what it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I still kind of miss the days where there would be like big 4-part annual crossovers,
mm-hmm.
where you'd get, you know, like 160 pages of story. But
yeah,
you know, those days are long gone, I guess.
Since we're talking about Titans, let's talk about Teen Titans.
What about Teen Titans?
I just don't like Teen Titans, guys. I just don't. I mean, I love the art. And I think Koi Pham started out doing, he's pretty new to DC, isn't he? Because I remember people just, like, getting commissions from him for, like, $10, like, by mail, like, 6 months ago. Huh. And now he's doing Teen Titans. So, I mean, that's cool. I do like the art. It's cartoony enough to fit the style of the book.
Yep.
But realistic enough where I don't feel like I'm watching Teen Titans Go.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the art style kind of reminds me of the old cartoon show.
Right, yeah.
The good Teen Titans cartoon show?
The only Teen Titans cartoon show.
Teen Titans Go, that's okay. What you mean, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Booyah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. You're the worst.
I'm just saying. No, I mean, it's fine.
It's been getting better.
How does this book sell well?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Yeah, I've never looked.
It's probably like a middle-of-the-road seller, is my guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely aimed towards a younger audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the last two issues, I think, have been the best, because it's finally Damian settling into his place as the dictator of the group and everybody else. Did Ronnie just drop out again?
God, Ronnie. Quit using dial-up, Ronnie. Yep, he sure did. Oh, Ronnie. I found the Aqualad stuff kind of interesting on here. I guess maybe because this would be maybe something that people in a younger demographic would identify more with. I guess like if you were coming out, right, you would do it at a much younger age.
I guess.
I mean, I would assume. I mean, most people that I know that came out, it was like starting in high school and into college.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, this book seems to be aimed at that demographic, like, you know, late high school.
Yeah.
It's a little too mature for young teens to read, maybe. At least bringing in this Aqualad stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's done well. I mean, pretty much, basically at this point, that's, you know, a normal part of life for everybody.
Sure.
But it's still, in a way, you know, like, people are still, I don't want to say uneasy, but, I mean, if they're coming out or, you know, whatever, it's not, you know, it's everyone's own thing. So seeing him, you know, awkwardly try and show, you know, everything with his powers, which is basically the same thing, I guess, to his boyfriend, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just how he's dealing with it, you know.
I think it was handled pretty well.
Yeah.
It was handled well. We'll see how that goes going forward, though. I don't know. Does the team need another person?
No, but, I mean, there's always...
I mean, they got to have the Aquaman analog, right?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it could also be, if they add, you know, a couple other people in, it could always be kind of a, not a rotating cast, but, you know, some people are doing something while other people are doing other stuff, so that it's not always, you know, like 6, 7, 8 people at a time.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I think they'd probably work out okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's, you know, I said the last 2 or 3 issues have been a vast improvement over the first couple.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not a book that whenever it comes out, I just dive into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy it.
So the thing for me, and I mean, I think I read this. Did I read this before? No, I read it after the Titans Annual. And it really sunk deep because the Titans Annual had both the Justice League and the Titans.
Right.
And then reading this, it's like reading the same team 3 times. I don't know. It was weird for me. I mean, it's not like, obviously it's nothing new that they're all analogs for each other. Right.
Right.
But like to have it all released on the same day,
but it wasn't,
it almost felt a little too much for me in that regard.
Teen Titans came out last week.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just read this.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I just read it. That's fine. Even then, I don't know. Sometimes you don't read everything the same week, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why we're so far behind on all our other reading.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I plow through the DC stuff to get the show done. And then I'm like, oh, hey, look, I have six issues of Deadly Class that I really wanted to be reading now.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. I mean, I do read the DC stuff first, usually, but I'm behind. I'm always behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I do my best to try and catch up when I can. That I'll just try and pick a series and just do it, you know, do as much of it as I can possibly do. Like mm-hmm. Divinity 3. I haven't started any of it yet. And I'm going to start it soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now that the last issue's out, right?
Yeah.
I'll look at Ronnie. Tell Ronnie that it's storming here, too. My internet's not shitty.
Yeah. It's actually nice and clear skies over here. So I also don't have a bad internet connection.
Here, let me tell him. It's storming here, too. I guess the last, like, DC... You are recording, right? I just thought about that.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay, just a second.
It's in 80 pieces because Ronnie keeps cutting out and coming back in to keep starting off again, but...
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
Terrible.
I'm just going to send Ronnie all the parts and make him edit it together. Yeah, I guess the last Rebirth book is the Batgirl Annual.
Yeah.
So, have you been reading Batgirl, not reading Batgirl?
I have been reading Batgirl.
Okay.
I think this is my favorite, like, Rebirth E title of the week. And I don't even know why. Because as I was reading it, I'm like, God, this is so girly. Like, I shouldn't even be enjoying this. You know, but I do. I thought it was fantastic. Like, the dialogue is just like spot on.
Yeah.
I thought the art was fantastic.
Fantastic. That I was gonna say. This is the art in this book I absolutely loved.
Well, let me rephrase that. The main story art was fantastic. I didn't like that backup as much. With the whatever that guy. But yeah, the main story with Supergirl is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And just the way that they're bantering back and forth, I thought was really well done. There's a ton of jokes in there.
Yep.
You know, Supergirl making fun of Donald Trump. That was cool. Yeah, I just overall I enjoyed it. quite a bit.
Yeah, the thing that I always like is when you're reading a comic and the dialogue actually feels like people talking.
Yes.
And not you know, comic book talking.
Mm-hmm.
And this definitely, I think both stories in this felt like conversation.
Yeah.
So that's always a huge plus for me.
You know what it is too, like I'm so used to reading like gritty superhero stuff, right? Like that's what I really enjoy, right? Yeah. Stuff with a lot of depth and things like that. Batgirl is a lot more lighthearted. I'm not enjoying the Supergirl book that much, so I'm not going to talk about it.
That's fine because I don't read it.
Okay, good. Don't even worry about it. But the Batgirl book is really good. And what is it? Who does this? Hope Larson, right?
Which? Batgirl?
Yeah, this one. This issue.
Yeah,
Hope Larson. There's just something about, like, it's nice to take a break from that crap every so often, right?
Right.
And issues like this really help expand a character. I mean, this is obviously Batgirl, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, she makes a couple un-Batgirl mistakes.
Yes, but she admits to it. Yeah. Right? She even says it as soon as she does. She's like, "Oh crap! Like I did that.
Yep.
I shouldn't have done that." But like, it's nice to have some. There is action in the story, right? Like they go and try to break out supposedly a girl out of prison.
Yep.
But a lot of the issue is really just the interaction of the two. You know, like after they meet up on the rooftop with whatever that guy was trying to stop him, and Supergirl's like, "You're going to go stop him?" And Batgirl's like, "Eh, I'll deal with him tomorrow, you know, whatever."
Right.
And they go get a cup of coffee. Yeah. You know, and just hang out and talk about whatever it is that they're up to. Because, you know, superheroes are people too, I guess, right? you forget some of that sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like with me with Batman, like whenever they do something a little more emotional, it upsets me a little bit because I don't like seeing a lot of that.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I think maybe Batman is one of the... God, this is going to be controversial too. Daryl, you can send your hate mail to Ronnie. but
tweet Rombar316.
He doesn't show emotion really, right? Like because he can't.
But
right. Maybe sometimes he wants to. But he always needs to be the tough guy, right? And so going from that to the way that Batgirl is complete different, right? Complete 360 or 180. And I think that's cool.
You're going to tell me that silent issue of Batman and Robin, I think maybe issue 18 or whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't show emotion in that.
I'm not saying all the time, dude.
God, you're crazy.
I'm not saying all the time. He has to put on the tough act.
Okay.
I'm not saying he doesn't have any like emotional depth whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
He does. Absolutely. He does.
All right, just checking.
But you don't often see that side of him. Okay.
Right, he's the goddamn Batman.
Exactly. But it doesn't mean... Actually, it was funny because in the Space Ghost Green Lantern book that you didn't read because you hate DC Comics...
damn it.
Hal Jordan actually does a projection of Batman. These guys are attacking them on this planet.
Okay.
And he does a projection of Batman to scare them off. It was pretty funny.
Oh, that's excellent.
Anyway, yeah, it doesn't matter. This book was awesome. I think by far my favorite of the week.
Absolutely.
I do like that girl that they quote unquote try to rescue, who ended up being the, I guess, villain of the story.
Yeah.
That story intrigues me as well.
Yeah, and I don't honestly think I'm going to read Supergirl 9.
Yes, you are.
But I mean, it kind of continues that, right?
Right, exactly.
So I guess I'll probably end up reading that.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Now that you say that, maybe that's the reason why they teamed these two up.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Batgirl's doing okay. But, I mean, you're not the first person I've heard that is not reading Supergirl.
Yeah, and that's another Steve Orlando book. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's And it's funny because with Supergirl, I don't like the, I mean, not teen drama, but like, I don't like that style story.
Yeah.
But with Batgirl, for some reason, I'm really into it.
Yeah.
That it, I don't know why, it just feels like it works better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I mean, I'm like you said, I'm a gritty Batgirl fan.
Yeah.
You know, I like Cassandra Cain.
Oh, sure, Batgirl, sure,
sure. And that was awesome. So this is like a complete 180 from that. But, you know, it's still, I don't know why, I really enjoy this book.
But it's fun, dude. It's really
fun.
That's
what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a quick read. It's not, you know, you're not going to sit and, you know, struggle to figure stuff out or, you know, to like unwrap mystery or hints and stuff for the future. It's just a fun, easy read that, you know, just sheer entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I was just looking over this stuff again. I think my favorite panel is when they meet up with that guy, whatever his name was, Frost something. And Batgirl's like, Alice. And Supergirl's like, what the hell's Alice? She's like, just whenever I say Alice, just do your laser beam thing. And they do that, and the whole thing explodes. And Batgirl's like, Alice, whatever, aluminum powder plus ice. It's a rocket propellant. And Supergirl's like, genius.
Yeah.
Supergirl has like this, like, what the F just happened look on her face. And Batgirl's got this like weird smirk.
Yeah.
Like eyes wide open. It was freaking hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah. And I like that kind of thing. Right.
Because
you can have so much expression just from the faces of the characters. And I mean, this just,
yeah, this,
I think that
perfectly.
That panel like ties up the whole issue really well. Yeah. Very cool. Love this.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Batgirl Supergirl team up book. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like they always kind of tease that it might happen, and it never does. But
really?
I mean, if it were to happen, I think that this creative team needs to be on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's
hope Larson does good work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now that we got the books out of the way, now that we got Ronnie off the call. I guess being a fifth week and not having a lot of stuff, usually you're on and we talk about like the state of Rebirth, I guess.
Sure.
So what I wanted to ask you, and I guess Ronnie, but he'll have to answer us next time. Out of everything Rebirth, what is something that you would like to see happen, or like a book or a character, you know, that hasn't really been brought back yet? Or something that you think, you know, the way Rebirth is going, that you think you would like to see added in somewhere.
Oh man, that's tough. I mean, I guess now that Hawkman died, but didn't die, I wouldn't mind seeing that Hawkman book.
Dude, spoilers.
Oh, you haven't read it. My bad, I forgot.
Yeah, it was trade waiting. But I assume
he died, but he didn't die.
Death of Hawkman means he was going to die, but not die.
Yes. Well, a version of Hawkman died. How about that?
That's fine.
So you know, Nick and I and our buddy Rob Krieger have been going through all of Starman.
Okay.
James Robinson's Starman, and. That's a book that I truly love, but it really tugs at some heartstrings in other directions as well, because they do a lot of stuff with like Golden Age, Green Lantern, Golden Age Flash, right? Jay Garrick, those characters.
Right.
And there's nothing like that now, and I'm sure they're setting stuff up, right, with everything that's going on. And there's been like the Legion hints. So maybe at some point they'll do a new Justice Society. But that's kind of what I want. And I want it with those classic characters.
Right.
But yeah, I think Starman is one of my all time favorites after reading that James Robinson run. So that's probably up there for me.
Okay.
Either a solo Starman. I don't even know how well it would do, to be honest with you. It might not even do very well. But a solo Starman or some kind of team-up book with Starman. And again, I don't care what version they use. Well, that's not true. I don't like Michael so much. The little blue alien Starman, he's okay. But other than that, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah, Starman is actually something I've never read.
Oh, you so should read it, man.
It's on my list of things to get to.
It should be on your list, Shame. It's really, really good. So, yeah, so Starman or Justice Society would be top of the list. I'm trying to think, like, I don't want to just, like, keep rehashing stuff, right?
Right.
So there's Batman books that they're not doing now that they could be doing, like Gotham Central, for example, right?
Yeah.
A book like that, I think it wouldn't be a hot seller, and maybe that's the problem. But I know a lot of people who would pick it up without question.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is finding the right writer also, because those kind of books aren't easy to write, right? They have a large ensemble. They're a lot grittier.
Yep.
And I don't know, out of the writers that DC has now, who would be able to write something like that. But I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. I'm not like a huge horror comics fan or like a magic comics fan or whatever, but I really enjoyed the, what was it? Gotham by Midnight.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Which was fantastic, and I'd love to see...
With Etrigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see something like that kind of brought back a little bit. You know, I mean, not necessarily the same thing, but something similar. I mean, if done well.
Well, so I was... And maybe that's part of the reason why they put out the Justice League Dark movie, is to see maybe what the reaction would be from comic fans. Because there's not a Justice League Dark book out now.
No, like
it hasn't been in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think what maybe the Phantom Stranger was the last series they really had.
Oh, I love that book. I love that. But have you ever read it?
Yeah. Oh, I read the New 52 stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
Yeah, I finished that recently. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I like
that character's so weird. Yeah, that's the thing with magic characters, though, right? Like they're hard to write. Because they end up falling into the same tropes all the time.
Well,
so they end up turning boring.
And that's the thing. If they don't do that, it just gets so strange and outlandish that it like just loses you the other way.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know, that's what always kills me on it. Is that, you know, like I get, obviously it's comic books, so it doesn't have to be based totally in reality. But once it starts like... Once it gets too far out there, I'm like, you know what? It's not mine anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do like magical fantasy really well without doing cheesy stuff.
Right.
You know? And I think maybe the cheesy stuff is what kills it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like that Phantom Stranger book I really like, but there's a lot of cheese in that book, you know? And a lot of those characters are created when everyone's, you know, like high on LSD. So... They're just like stupid demon monsters and like terrible costumes. You know, the characters like use invocations, which are super cheesy. Like, I don't know. I do love that stuff, so it doesn't bother me that much.
Right.
But if you do it that way, you can't have a wide appeal on a book like that. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, Doctor Strange did fairly okay for Marvel. But I think by now people have kind of gotten tired of it. And the book's not even that old, right? And they already relaunched it. Well, no surprise, but they already relaunched it.
Right.
But you can't just keep doing that same stuff, man. I don't know. It feels like whoever would pick up a book, like say, like Zatanna or Justice League Dark or whatever, it doesn't matter. You would need somebody who... is really well versed in some kind of magic system. Like they might need to bring in some like a fantasy author, right? A novel writer who deals in this kind of thing. I'm trying to think. I can't remember the author's name. But have you watched The Magicians?
I watched the first season. I haven't started season two yet.
Okay, so this TV show is pretty good. I enjoy it, but the books are fantastic. And, you know, the magic system their works very differently. And yeah, you have fantastical characters, and obviously weird shit happens because it's magic. But it also feels grounded and maybe a little more realistic than a lot of magic that we see in comics.
Right.
Take up, if you have a book like Fables, right?
Okay.
Fables, have you read Fables?
I haven't finished it, but I've read some of it.
Okay. So, I mean, like, there's magical fantasy stuff in there.
Correct.
But it's not outlandish either. Right?
Right.
So it really is just about what kind of writer you bring in. Like I said, I don't know if DC has somebody like that in their stable now, but I would love to see any of that stuff. Hell, even if they had another Demon book come out, you know, like Demon Knights or something.
Right.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, for me, I mean, that stuff, I'm all hit or miss with that. You know, I mean, like you said, if they get someone who really does something interesting with it, I'm all for it. But so many times, like, it starts off interesting, and then, like, creative team changes or something else happens.
Yeah.
And it just goes from, wow, this is really cool, to, wow, this is the same as everything else.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
You know, I mean, for me, I'm still holding out hope, and I'm glad that the one-shot little crossover thing happened today, but I'm still holding out hope for a Booster Gold book. I've been waiting, you know.
So, I mean,
when he had one at the beginning of the New 52 for a little bit.
He did, yeah, yep.
Yeah, but, I mean, he hasn't had a series in, like, 5 or 6 years now.
Yep.
So, it's time.
See, you should have read Booster Gold Flintstone Special Number 1.
I'm getting there.
You will. But you should. Do it now.
No, you want me to sit and record with me going, huh, interesting. Oh, good.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. That might have been my favorite book of the week, period.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably read it when we finish.
But I don't take me up on that. Because it wasn't great. The art was very cartoony.
But it's fun. Booster Gold is fun.
That's exactly it. It was super fun. Like, he's joking the whole time.
Right.
Man, there's one scene where he's trying to get help from time travelers. It was freaking hilarious. Like, three different time travelers, and he can't get help from any of them. You'll see why. And the reason, like, this whole issue happens is Booster Gold's fault. Okay. And it was hilarious. Like, the whole time, I'm like, yes, just laughing, reading along. And it was, I mean, like, 35 pages, I guess.
Okay.
And it didn't even feel like that, right? Because it was so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I love about Booster Gold is even my kids enjoy him.
Yeah.
From that one episode of Justice League Unlimited, where, you know, everyone keeps thinking that he's Green Lantern.
Right.
And he's just getting angrier. And the Justice League, like, they just put him on crowd control. They're like, yeah, you can, you just make sure that these people stay away and everyone's safe. And it's like, I mean, my kids still... Yeah, I mean, we haven't watched the episode in a while, but they still laugh about that. And every time they're like, oh, do you remember that episode where they keep calling him Green Lantern? I'm like, damn it, I want a Booster Gold book. I'm going to read this.
Oh, man. Yeah, but see, that's also hard to do, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, comedy books aren't easy. And usually, if they're done really well, they die out fairly quickly, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, look, give me an 8-issue series. And I'm good. That'll tide me over for a little bit.
I'd be down for that.
You know, I mean, if you knew going in that it's going to be 6, 8, 10 issues, and that there could be a complete story that, the team on the book knows, okay, we have this many issues to tell our story, instead of, yeah, this brand new ongoing, and then 5 months later, oh, by the way, your numbers are terrible, so we're just going to we're going to cancel this in 3 more issues, so wrap everything up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Booster Girl would be a good one. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what else I would want, to be honest with you. I just want good stuff, right? Like,
yeah, and I think even some of the books that have not been great, I think they're still improving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, like, I mean, who knows if it's going to continue, but the last couple issues of Green Arrow, I think, have been the best of Green Arrow. I think the last couple issues of Titans and Teen Titans has both been the best that the two series have been.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
What about Green Lanterns?
Yeah.
The last couple have been pretty good.
Oh, my God. I can't with that book anymore. I can't do it. I mean, I think a new one comes out next week, maybe?
Yeah, I think next week. Yeah.
I'm gonna get it because I'm an idiot, but I think... I don't think I'm going to make it through. You know?
Like you will. You'll be fine.
The issues of that series that have been really good have been the three with the villains.
Mm-hmm.
And those issues have been really good. But as soon as you start putting the lanterns in, this actually leads me into another question that I had. What was something when it was announced or when it started that you were really looking forward to that has like really killed you and just let you down? And for me, it's Green Lanterns. That's definitely one of the books. Because,
well,
I mean, it's just the same thing over and over again.
Yes. But, you know, we were talking about demographics earlier. I don't think that's our demographic, dude.
Oh, I guarantee it's not. But, I mean, I can read books that are not meant for me and still enjoy them.
Sure.
And this book, I can't, you know, like every other issue, it's just... Hey, look, she's crying about being anxiety ridden and he's yelling about, I don't know what his life is like or some garbage. And it's the same. And then they give us a great issue where there's, you know, the history and backstory of one of the villains in the series. And it's amazing. And then the next issue is back to, oh, I'm whiny and terrible and the worst Green Lantern. It's like that bad movie, The Worst Witch.
What issue is that on? 18, right? 19, something?
I think 19.
Something like 19. Yeah, see, that's a little too long. I don't know. Maybe they felt like if you're doing it every 2 weeks, maybe it won't feel as long.
No, it feels...
But at the same time, like, it makes it worse, right?
That, for me, exactly. Because instead of, you know, every month getting this book, it seems like they come out all the time. And it's just like the same thing every time. And you're just like, you got to move on from this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't even know what, at this point, I don't think there's anything they can really do for me to make me get fully invested in that series.
Mm.
And it's a shame because I've always been a huge Green Lantern fan. And it's
for
like,
me, there
these
is.
Two are the worst.
Yeah. So I think that's how you fix it. They need to pick one or the other.
And focus on them.
And focus on that one character. You know, they always say that like writing team books is really hard because you have so many characters to juggle.
Right.
This side or the other. I mean, I don't want to... Who's the writer? What's his name? Yeah, that guy. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Maybe he's having a tough time juggling that, because I mean, it almost feels like he's telling a story he doesn't quite want to tell. Because to me, some of it feels a little forced, right?
Right.
But so, like, I listened to. I mean, I told you, I don't know if you listened to the podcast, but he was on the Arkham Sessions,
right?
Talking about Green Lantern, which is weird. Because it's the only time they've not talked about Batman in that entire podcast series. And I wonder if maybe there was some kind of DC marketing push to do that. But, I mean, he talked about a lot about Jessica because the host of that show is a psychologist.
Right.
So they talked about clinical depression and anxiety and things like that. And he was talking about his anxiety issues. And, I mean, the takeaway that I got from that podcast was... And Jessica is, God, what's the guy's name?
Sam Humphries.
Sam Humphries.
Is that it?
Yeah, there you go. A lot of Jessica is Sam Humphries because he has dealt so much with his anxiety. And I mean, from the way he made it seem, it's pretty severe.
Okay.
Right. So like part of me wants to be like, well, I can't knock on this book if the guy is writing some of the stuff from experience, or maybe not from experience, because obviously Jessica's a woman,
right? But he's writing from a superhero. A personal place.
Yeah, exactly. He's writing from a personal place. There you go. That's probably better. So I can't knock him for that. But at the same time, like if he feels like he needs to discuss it every issue, then that's absolutely his prerogative, right? Like if the editors say okay, and if people are still buying the book, I mean, that shows DC that this is what people want. And so, of course, he's going to keep focusing on that. But it doesn't feel like a Green Lantern's book, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about like Justice League and Titans and Teen Titans earlier. And like the Green Lantern's book feels like baby Green Lantern Corps, except not good. Right. Yeah. Because there's not this whole big supporting. I mean, there's characters coming in and out from the Corps, but there's not like this big humongous cast. It doesn't feel like as tied to the Green Lantern mythology as anything else is.
And I think that also does a lot to hurt it in a way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like in the first issue, Hal Jordan's like, you're now the Earth Lanterns, see ya. And he takes off.
Right. Right.
And like for me, part of the great fun of Green Lantern books is like the crazy space adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing them hanging out, you know, in their hometown and doing stuff. I mean, I get it. They have a guardian with them. So, like, there's a little of that. But at the same time, it's just like, I mean, all the other lanterns are fighting and now teaming up with the yellow lanterns. You know, you had the thing with Larfleeze in there. Now you have, like, the blue lanterns. Like, that's a fun lantern book. And then you have this one, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to try and go to the mall with my sister today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know. I mean, I get there, yeah, like the Red Lanterns were in there, but it didn't feel like the Red Lanterns.
Right. No, I get that. Totally get that. Yeah, there's something missing out of it. And like I said, maybe they should focus on one character instead of two. Or maybe focus on somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I think, honestly, for me, the best thing that that book can do is for Hal Jordan to come back and be like, yeah, I'm back, so this is now my book, too. And just have it.
Well, you know, so, yeah.
Let so the other book be the big Green Lantern in space book, and let this one be Hal trying to teach them not to be terrible or something. Right. Like, give them an arc, and maybe that'll save it a little, but I doubt it.
Well, but in order to do that, they would have to have Hal there the whole time. That they can't do that.
Well, not the whole time, but I'm saying they can have him there, you know, for like a 4-issue arc.
But that's the role the Guardian's supposed to have in this book, right?
Yeah, but so, he's all insane and kidnapped.
Well, yes, there's that. But I mean, that's the role he's supposed to have. So I don't see like why bringing Hal would make a difference.
Because it's a character that I care about.
Yes, but the point is, they're not using that now. Having Hal there would just be something to sell the book. Like when they had Batman on there. They didn't have to have Batman on there.
That was the worst Batman ever.
So, I'm just saying. I think they need to do something else or switch directions completely. Yeah. And you know what I think would be interesting is if Jessica would quit being a pussy, and the way she does that is Simon kind of starts becoming a bad guy, and the only way to defeat him is for her to grow some balls, theoretical balls, not real balls, and, you know, learn to use her power and kick his ass. And then make it a Jessica book. Like, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, how many more times do we need to see her grow a set? Like, she's done it a couple times now.
A million times. And absolutely. But you know what? I don't like Simon, though. That's a thing. I think she would be more interesting as a main character than he is.
Yeah.
He just seems like a bro, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I liked her as the Power Ring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting. And to be honest, I think if they played a little more off of, you know, that part of her, I think it would have been way more interesting. Like, she overcame that whole thing.
Right.
And now she's just back to square one. Every issue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you can't do that. I mean, there's no, you can't grow a character that way, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, after 18 issues, you'd want to see some kind of growth.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, that's my least favorite. Hal Jordan's freaking awesome. Venditti, I talked to Venditti this weekend. That's the cool thing about Venditti. Like, he loves writing that book.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, he's very tired because it's hard to do 2 issues a month. But he loves writing it. I think you can tell from that. And plus, like, he's got all the characters people care about.
Oh yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. That the fact that, so that like helps. when it first started off, it was kind of like a cluster.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely, I mean, I knew he was going to get everything. Once he got everything in order, you knew that it was going to kick ass.
Oh yeah, right.
And man, that book is so good. You know, I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with Kyle as a Green Lantern now.
Right, right, right.
You know, not having a White Lantern anymore. You know, what exactly he did to St. Walker. That, it's so good. So
agreed. But see, it delves into the mythology, and that's why you care.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Right? That's the difference. Maybe that's all Green Lanterns need. Maybe they just have they have Kyle come back. Maybe Kyle can do it. Kyle can do it. He can run the Green Lanterns book.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I liked in the New 52 when all the Earth Lanterns kind of had their own title. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, they, you really don't have to have 80 Green Lantern books. You know?
Sure.
I don't even know if you need to have 2 because, you know, Venditti's been balancing, you know, 4 strong Green Lantern characters in one book and keeping it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I also think that's a good way to break up the book so that it's not, you know, if, you know, the current storyline with Jon Stewart is not as interesting to somebody, it's only like 6 pages of an issue and mm-hmm. it's mixed around. So if you're enjoying seeing, you know, Guy fight Arkillo, that gets just as much time as something else.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it keeps it fresh instead of with, like, Green Lanterns, where it's the same thing for 22 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So, enough of me yelling about Green Lanterns. Has there been any other books that you thought going into to Rebirth that you were very, very excited for that have kind of just fallen flat for you?
I think Nightwing was that way, but I think with the last few issues, Nightwing has gotten really pretty good.
Yeah, once he got to Bloodhaven.
Yeah. It's not quite where I would like it to be, but it feels more like a Nightwing book than whatever the hell that other thing was, the Raptor stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I just couldn't get through it.
Yeah, I think it suffered the same fate that a bunch of books did at the beginning of Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
That you had the... I think a lot of the series, they could have used the one-shot to completely wrap up everything, you know, or reconcile, I guess, all the stories from the New 52 into Rebirth. But mm-hmm. a bunch of the series, they did it, but then they still used the first arc of the series to do it again, like expand it, I guess. And Nightwing definitely suffered from that.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, agreed. I'm trying to think what else. Books that I was really excited for. God, they have so many books, it's hard to tell, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, there isn't a whole lot that I was super excited. Yeah, I like more so than normal that's really, you know, been a letdown. I think for me the biggest one would be Justice League of America. That as soon as I saw Steve Orlando,
I wasn't
writing
that excited
Justice League book, I was pretty psyched.
Huh.
But then, like, as the characters started coming out, I was like, I don't know, but I have faith in Steve Orlando, and so far it's been... It's not for me.
I wasn't that excited for that book, so... Hmm. I mean, I figured it'd be okay. And I mean, that's kind of... It's okay. Like, if I get to it, I get to it. If I don't, it's really not that big a deal. Yeah. There's got to be... I thought there was another one.
All-Star Batman.
There you go. That's the one. Yep.
That one.
Thank you. I was super stoked for that. Even with when they said JRJR was doing it.
That was when I started losing interest. But I was like, I love Snyder's Batman. It's so good.
Right. Well, I mean, it depends. The first, 38 issues were really good.
Oh, come on. I like the last stuff.
I mean, I enjoy the last stuff, too. But, I mean, just take a look at it and compare it to the first 30. Not even the first 38. Like, even just the Court of Owls stuff.
Right.
Like, that's above and beyond anything else in that book. And then after that, it slowly, very slowly, it started going downhill. But it was still fantastic.
Yeah.
But after the stuff with the Joker, it was okay.
Come on. He was trying something different.
I know. It's fine. I think DC just was like, here's $1 million. Just write another 12 books, you know?
Yeah.
What was it called? Super Heavy, right? That arc with Gordon?
I think so.
The arc was good. Okay, and I know everybody poo-pooed on the bunny rabbit, and that's fine. I dug it. I was very surprised by it. And again, yeah, you're right. They tried something different. Not everybody liked it.
Yeah.
But it was fine. All-Star, yeah. I mean, I was super stoked for All-Star when they talked about it. And I don't know if I missed the original announcement saying JRJR was going to be on it. But when I found out JRJR was going to be on it, I was like...
See, I want to say the original announcement that I remember seeing said rotating artists.
There you go. And that's the one that I read.
That's interesting. You know, it'll keep it fresh because it'll be a different look.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they started announcing the names, I was like, well, this doesn't excite me at all.
yeah, but even then, I don't think the writing's been as good as I would have hoped either. You know, I think I like JRJR's art more than I expected, which by expected, I mean I didn't expect anything. But Snyder's, I don't know, there was something missing in it. Hmm. And I don't quite know what it is, because I mean, it's definitely a Batman book.
Right.
But I don't know. Hard to put my finger on it. I did really like the issue with Freeze, the first issue. What number was that? 5, 6?
I'm going to be honest. I stopped reading that series after the first issue. Yeah, I couldn't get through the art. And then I know that the art has changed, and I was like, you know what? I'll get to it at some point.
Well, issue 6 is an all Mr. Freeze issue.
Okay.
With art and cover by Jock.
Oh, I like Jock.
Yeah, see? So you should read that.
Yeah, and then I'm kind of... Is the second... There's not a second trade out yet, is there? Probably not.
Probably not. You know all the Batman stuff I read in floppies. I don't do trades on those. That's the one line of books I'll probably never do just trades on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll buy digital sometimes on those.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, they come in my DCBS box, so whatever. Yes, I double dip. My wife loves it.
Happens to all of us.
You bought this book how many times?
Well, that's that was me with movies that we used to have on VHS. Now I get it on DVD. And then I'm like, ooh, Blu-ray. He's like, are you kidding? He's like, well, no.
At least she hasn't told me, she hasn't asked me yet, when is enough enough, you know?
Yeah.
If she ever asks me that, then there'll be a problem. For now, we're good to go. We're good to go. Yeah, I think those are the ones. I mean, there were some that are really surprising, though.
That I was going to ask. on the flip side. Yeah,
Deathstroke would be number one.
Yeah.
I know you guys talk about it all the time.
Yeah, Deathstroke and Red Hood and the Outlaws are,
For sure,
I think, my two favorite books right now. And in a million years, never, ever would I have told you.
Nope. Yeah, I think those and probably Superman. I think I like Superman over Action much more.
I definitely like Superman over Action.
Yeah. But those are probably top three, right? Deathstroke, Red Hood, and Superman. And that's so weird. So weird.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I haven't read Superman in 20 years. I said, fuck it. Fuck this shit. Yeah, I mean, Deathstroke, like, out of nowhere. Red Hood. I mean, how many... We made fun of this book so many times.
Yeah.
Because it was the same writer in New 52, yep. And all of a sudden...
Yeah, and like, that was awesome. Like a bro fest and, like, silly comedy, whatever. And I was like, oh, well, I'll give it a shot because everything is kind of different. And then, I mean, I remember the first book, you know, you open it up and you see Dexter Soy's art and you're just like, well, this looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start reading the story and you're like, well, this is the same guy? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really well done. Very, very surprising. Oh, you know what? There was another one that has kind of fizzled out pretty quickly, and that's Trinity.
Yeah.
Because I was very excited for that. I think the first like two issues are really good. And now it's just kind of been meh.
Yeah, I mean, once he stopped doing the art and the writing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It kind of lost a little bit. And now that he's not even writing it, I'm not as excited about it.
Yep.
I think the only other book, I guess maybe two books, are... like Batgirl and Batgirl and the Birds of Prey. I find myself enjoying them way more than I ever expected to.
Yeah.
That I was like,
especially Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I was like, well, I'll read them for the podcast, but I mean, there are plenty of books that I just don't read anymore mm-hmm. because I figured, okay, Batgirl, you know, that'll be one of those books. Mm-hmm. I'll read it for a little bit, and then every once in a while I'll jump back in just to see what's going on. But now it's like, oh, new Batgirl. So.
Yeah, Batgirl's great. I mean, I even like the New 52 stuff. I know there were a bunch of controversies over that run. You know,
I
like
the first part of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that first part was better, but even then, I thought the whole run was solid.
Hmm. Yeah, but I mean, like, I think, well, I guess Suicide Squad also, at least the first bit, the first arc.
I can't get into it, man.
I think what helped is that the actual issue is only like 14 pages.
Yeah.
That, you know, it didn't overpower me with Harley.
Yeah, Harley. Harley. I don't know. That book is weird. Like, I don't read it when it comes out. That's one of the ones that I put off.
Okay.
And I might read, like, two or three issues at one time. I think, matter of fact, it might be time to read, because I think I haven't read since that crossover with Justice League.
JRJR, just so you know.
Yeah, well, you know, that's probably why I haven't read it.
That's why I stopped reading.
But, I don't know. I've never been a huge Suicide Squad person anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm okay just kind of waiting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing that happened to me with Guardians of the Galaxy. After the movie came out, I was like, oh, look, there's a new Guardians of the Galaxy comic series. I'll give it a shot. And mm-hmm. It was all right. Same thing, Suicide Squad movie comes out, and I'm like, oh, there's a new Suicide Squad, you know, series. I guess I'll give this a shot. So... I am that target, I guess.
Oh, man. Hey, you did forget one. You have to talk about Aquaman, because Ronnie's not here. Well, I think Aquaman was kind of a surprise.
Well, see, for me, it wasn't a surprise. What was more of a surprise was how bad the first couple issues were.
Just the first one.
I think the first three, counting the one shot. So like issue three, issue four is where it really started to get good for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've always liked Aquaman. So it's never, it wasn't a book that I was like, oh, I wonder if this will be any good. It was like, oh, I'm going to really enjoy this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if it kept going like it started, it definitely would have been in my biggest letdowns.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, that one's really, that one and Wonder Woman have both gotten really good lately.
Yeah. Wonder Woman is interesting also.
Yeah.
I remember you guys used to poo-poo it all the time.
Yeah, because it started off ungood.
Ungood. Is that an actual term?
It is now. I mean, what else would it be? It's not good.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's considered a rebirth book or not. I don't think it is. So I don't know if you're reading it or not. But The Fall and Rise of Captain Atom, if you're not reading that, you should be reading that.
I read the first issue. I don't think it's technically a rebirth book. I read the first one and I'm kind of waiting. I think three are out now.
Yeah. The fourth one comes out next week, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I have the other ones. I just haven't gotten to them yet.
So you're going to read it all at once?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably do okay. That.
Yeah, that's probably okay. If you only read the first issue, you might be surprised after that. Because the book takes a turn after the first issue.
Really?
Yeah.
I really liked the first issue. I was not expecting to.
Yep.
But I forget who I was talking to. It might have been Mike Myers was talking about it. And I was like, well, this sounds really good. I think I'm going to have to pick it up.
Yeah, I know Mike really liked it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him.
Yeah.
In fact, it might have been one of the times he was on this show. And he was talking about the book, and I was like, yeah, I got to read this.
Yeah. Well, see, so this is a good example of what I was talking about earlier with the magic characters.
Okay.
Is a character like Captain Atom is very hard to do because he can pretty much do whatever he wants.
Right.
Right. And I mean, there's plenty of characters like that, right? So Dr. Manhattan or Solar, Divinity now in Valiant.
Right.
Does Marvel have, surely they've got a character like this, right?
I don't know. I mean, would like the Silver Surfer be in that kind of?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, so there you go. Silver Surfer. Yeah, I guess you could put him there. But I mean, look at that book. I don't know if you're reading it or have read it.
Not in a long time.
That's an odd freaking book. And what they do with Silver Surfer is really interesting because it's very unexpected.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like Silver Surfer's Doctor Who.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. It's really well done. It's really well done.
Yeah, but I agree with you. It's really hard to write a book, to come up with situations that a character who can just like snap their fingers and things fix themselves.
Yes.
Wouldn't just do that.
Sure. Well, and it's especially hard with something like this, right? Because you can kind of do that with any comic book character. Like there's sometimes you'll be reading a book and like something happens and you're like, mother effer. Like if you had used your power to whatever, shoot lasers from your eyes,
right.
Like you could have resolved this 3 issues ago. Right. But instead you didn't do that.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot, you know, and you kind of have to forgive it because it's part of telling the story. Or like, you know, usually when you have a character with this much power, the way that the issues get resolved is they just kind of talk about them. Right. Yeah. They share their feelings and the problem's solved. Right. Because like, how else are you going to fix it?
Yeah. That's
if
true.
If you can do anything. So it's tough to write, but I think it's a good one. It's gonna be tough to read all at once, though, man. It can be thick sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean that's what. Geez, I'm trying to think. I don't have another vacation coming up for like 3 more months, so I'm gonna say that could be like a vacation read, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could do 6 or 7 issues in a sitting.
Yeah, it's going to be 6 issues.
Is that going to be... That's a 6-issue mini, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I may as well wait till it finishes before I read it. At this point.
Yeah, at this point, it doesn't really matter. And as many books as you're reading, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been playing catch-up lately on a lot of stuff. And I'm finally finishing, like... I finally read The Rest of Britannia, like, the other day. I was like, oh... Oh my goodness, I only read 2 issues. I got to read the other 2. And I still haven't finished Savage. I got to get to that one too.
Oh man.
But yeah, I mean, for me, I'm overall, I think I'm very happy with the direction of Rebirth. That it seems like I guess from top to bottom, it seems like they have a clear, this is what we want to do with our stories. Kind mm-hmm. of thing, which it didn't feel that way, I guess. I mean, even before the New 52, you know, some of the books you could definitely see the direction they were going in, but other ones were just all over the place. Mm-hmm. And that it's definitely nice to see that, you know, they want their stories to be, I mean, obviously they're superhero stories. So it's, you know, fantastical, yep. But they're putting a human element to a lot of it. And it's definitely, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I'm very pleased. You know, like, obviously there's some stuff that I'm not reading or that I'm not into.
Sure.
But I would say 4/5 of the books I'm still reading at this point. And... You know, like, there's only really a handful that I don't.
I think the only ones I quit reading are New Superman.
Yeah.
Supergirl.
Yep.
And
Superwoman.
I'm probably just not going to bother with JLA. No, I'm still reading Superwoman, but I'm behind. I'm like 2 issues behind, I think, on that.
Yeah, I don't read those 3. JL of A, I'm going to probably stop and... Green Lanterns, I keep saying I'm going to stop. I don't read Cyborg or Blue Beetle anymore either.
Oh, yeah, Blue Beetle quit also, yep.
Yeah, trying to think. Harley Quinn, I never started.
Nope.
But besides that, I think I read everything else. So.
Yeah, I think for the most part it's pretty good.
Yeah.
There, I think, doesn't the new stuff get announced? Next solicits?
To be honest, I don't read solicits, so
yeah,
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be a bunch of articles about what new books are coming out when.
Yeah, I think the cuts might be next. Next solicits will be the cuts and the new stuff.
Probably. How many months out are solicits? 3?
Well, 2 technically.
So the ones that come out in April will be for June books?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like, it's more than 2 months. It's like 2.5. Because you get it like towards the latter part of the month. So right now we have June solicits.
Oh, okay. So the next ones will be for July. Yeah. Right. Usually it's like midsummer is when they kind of shake things up a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, because at that point, that'll be, I guess, just over a year. Right.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I think it started in May, maybe. I don't remember. Yeah, because issue 24 would be...
Yeah, because they're doing the button stories in issues 20, right? 20 and 21 or whatever it is.
I think so.
For Batman and Flash. Yeah, so May sounds about right.
Yeah, May, June, I guess. Late May or June.
Yep. It's hard to keep track now because you have the bi-weekly stuff.
Yeah, that's... And I keep forgetting, like, I look and, you know, I'll see, oh, yeah, issue 20. I'm like, man, I can't believe it's been 2 years. You know, it seems seems like only yesterday. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's only been, you know, 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what they announce. Cause they're doing that button. And then you've got that, what is it, the Riddler Joker War or whatever it is.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I think they've already started talking about that. It's coming out this summer.
Oh, is that the Snyder Capullo thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that they were doing something again together, but I didn't see exactly what it was.
That'd be cool. I like Capullo stuff, but that book he's doing is not that good.
I don't even know which one he's doing.
The image book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, but...
Yeah.
What the hell is it called?
You know, I'm totally blanking on it right now. I know I picked up the first issue.
Yeah, I'm still getting it because I forgot. is this it? Yeah, Reborn.
Right.
With Mark Miller.
Yep.
We'll see. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll read them all at once and it might feel better. That first issue is just like, meh. And you know me, like, I'll read a whole arc before I decide.
Well, that's usually what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a rare occasion where I'll take a first issue and be like, heck no.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, occasionally it happens with some Image titles where I'll grab it and I'm like, you know what? I already know that this is not going to be my book.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm kind of on the fence, I'll definitely give it an arc.
Yeah.
Sometimes I luck out and the arcs don't ever come out. So I don't have to spend my money trying to decide. But
that reminds me, Chad Bowers was at SC Comic Con this weekend, and I totally, like, I was gonna go like talk to him about some X-Men stuff, but I was like, yeah, I don't care about X-Men that much anyway, so whatever. And then I got home Sunday and I realized he's the one that's writing Youngblood.
Oh, really?
The one that they're relaunching, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
And you know what's weird? I walked by the table, and he had one of the covers for Youngblood. And I was like, why the hell has he got that there?
That's the worst. I've done that at so many conventions. Yeah. Where you walk by an artist, and you're like, really? I have no idea. Why would they? I guess they're just having fun doing... You know, doing pictures of this comic mm-hmm. character or something to sell. And then, like, yep. You go home and I'm like, who was at the convention? I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw this person. I'm looking up what they're doing. And I was like, God damn, he's writing that book now?
yeah. Good times.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll catch him at the next con.
That's what happens. I guess you have anything else on Rebirth?
Nope.
Excellent. Well, thank you all for listening to Ronnie's internet connection be terrible because apparently it's drizzling by him.
Poor guy.
Yeah. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can tweet directly to me at Aaron S. Bell. You could tweet Ronnie at Rombar316. You could tweet to Martin, our special guest this week, at Geekvine. There's no underscores, right? Just Geekvine.
No. That's
the other one. That's right. You can email the show at rebirthically@gmail.com, or you could tweet the show at NLRebirthically. And thank you all for listening.